Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Great American Senior Show. I'm your gray-haired host, Sam Yates. We are in Melbourne, Florida. We've been on the road here for, the last couple of weeks, and what we have been discovering is very, very interesting. And I want to say the word aging matters. And you're wondering, okay, how does that tie in with today's podcast? Marty Mercado is here to explain what that means. Marty, first off, your official title is?
So I am Director of Development of Aging Matters in Brevard, here in Brevard County.
And that's where the link is to Aging Matters. Thank you for taking part in the program. What is Aging Matters?
So we're actually the lead agency servicing the aging seniors in our community, making sure that they have what they need to age in place. You know, as we grow older, things can get a little more complicated. We can be looking to matters like small housekeeping items, safety issues in the shower, as well as food stability. Some of our seniors are hungry. So this organization was put in place in 1965 and has grown over the decades to make sure that our seniors are able to age in place at home for as long as they can.
Lead agency, does that mean you take the lead, or what does that designation mean when you say lead agency?
So it means that we take the lead. I like that term. So we are also 55% of our funding comes from government. So we're monitored to make sure that we're doing exactly what we should be doing for our seniors in the community. Seniors can be very vulnerable. We're making sure that all of our checks and balances are in place to make sure that they're safe and healthy.
When I take a look at your website, one of the things that really jumps out is that seniors are a cherished asset that we should learn from, honor, and support that community. Why is that important?
It's just important for our history, for our grandchildren, for life to carry on. They have stories and families and history that we need to remember, and we need to respect them for that and what they do. One of my favorite stories, it's not a local woman, but she's been all over YouTube, and I believe she's from Russia, but I'm a retired ballerina, and she has Alzheimer's, and they put on Swan Lake, the music from Swan Lake, and she starts moving and dancing. Those are the kind of things, experiences that we need our seniors that are aging in place to feel safe enough to express, feel safe enough to live, and feel safe and comfortable enough to know that we care about them and we cherish what they've done for us and for our generation and our future generations to live happy and healthy.
Having spent some time over the last few weeks going around Brevard County, actually going throughout the entire state and into some states in the Midwest, I'm impressed that you could be speaking with someone who is a senior citizen. And what did you do in your life? And then, nothing. And then the next thing you know, they're telling you stories and you're going, wow.
Yes, absolutely. And I think a fun fact here, we're on the Space Coast. My husband works for NASA. We're a very NASA family. And during the holidays, two holidays ago, we were able to deliver a Christmas present to this gentleman, very similar. We asked him what he did. And the company that was delivering the presents was Boeing, who's a contractor out there at the Space Center. So he finally opened up, and he was one of the lead engineers for the Apollo program. So it goes full circle. Every young engineer that was in that room attempting to sing to him Jingle Bells stopped singing and said, we really want to hear your life story. And so he was able to talk about something that was so precious to him, which was the Apollo program. And now we've flipped over to the Orion program. So what amazing history that is. And that he's able to age in his home on the Space Coast and still watch rockets go up.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
And, one of the things that I encounter, because I work with an aging population, interview an aging population, and many times I'm with a hospice organization, and the phrase that I have learned, it's a sad phrase, but it's why we are here today, when someone passes, a library burns down.
That's right. Absolutely. 100%. And I think we need to remember that. I was blessed in my life that when my grandfather passed away, he had kept records and records and records of history. So I was able to take that information and give it to my children. But, you know, that doesn't happen all the time. We have a lady that lives in Cocoa Beach. She has outlived her children as well as her husband. And she's the last generation of her family. So, you know, making sure that those seniors feel appreciated and we're happy that they've lived such a wonderful life is very important.
I agree.
Aging can be very lonely.
I agree. And for those of us that have the opportunity to touch that community, we have to be respectful. And again, I'm mm-hmm. very pleased that you are here today. And mm-hmm. I want to take a short pause because I would be negligent if I didn't remind our listeners across the nation that the Great American Senior Show is brought to you in part by VIP America, a nurse registry. They have offices here on the Space Coast. And their core belief is that aging matters too.
So absolutely.
That was one of the reasons that they decided to underwrite a portion of this program. So I know that you and that organization, your organization, the two organizations, share a core belief that is extremely, extremely important.
So. Absolutely. And, you know, when we're out servicing our seniors, we're looking at food instability. So we provide Meals on Wheels. Transportation in this area is a rough subject. It's very hard to get public transportation. So we provide rides to and from different things that they may need to go to, hair appointments, doctor's appointments. We also go in and we're able to put in grab bars and just safety devices in the bathroom to avoid falling, as well as we provide home care services. So we are literally a wraparound organization to make sure that you can stay in your home as long as possible safely. Now, unfortunately, when Alzheimer's and dementia comes into play, that's a different story. But as long as we're able to be there, we will support the individual in that home so that they can be comfortable.
Now, we just passed a milestone that should be and is a national and an international moment for all of us to pause, and that's World Elderly Abuse Awareness Day.
Yes, that is correct.
The 15th of June every year. And how did your organization, Aging Matters, take part in that observance?
So we're kind of in this weird COVID space, right, where some events are happening and some events are not. So we were very aware this year that we wanted to make sure that the world, our little part of the world here in Brevard County, understood that elder abuse happens. So we participated in an event down in Melbourne. That was a drive-through event where people could come through and get different kinds of information, as well as the city of Cape Canaveral did a proclamation this year to observe World Elder Abuse Day in the city of Cape Canaveral every June 15th. Because of COVID, believe it or not, the abuse has gone up because people don't have breaks. Like where we're sitting in right now is a Sunflower House, and it's a caregiving resource. So we've been closed. So our caregivers are not getting the breaks that they need. And unfortunately, sometimes that means abuse goes up. So we wanted to make sure that people understood if they were seeing abuse, how to call Adult Protective Services. We wanted to make sure people understood that there were resources out there to report abuse, as well as if you are frustrated in caring for an elderly person, that there is an option to get help, because everybody gets frustrated and COVID just added an extra dimension to everything. You know, families are experiencing loss of jobs. You know, the list goes on with COVID. So if you're trying to care for a loved one, sometimes it's just a little too much. And we wanted to make sure that they knew that there was resources for them in order to work through that.
You know, I was there on the front lines with your team mm-hmm. for World Elderly Abuse Awareness Day, and I had the special opportunity to meet someone that was very fundamental in helping this event here on the Space Coast, Teresa Russell.
Yes, she's amazing.
She is amazing. So I'm going to take a short pause right now and introduce Teresa, and let's hear what she has to say.
I'm Teresa Russell. I work for the Department of Children and Families, Adult Protective Services, and I'm out here today as part of the World Elder Abuse Awareness Day Senior Expo.
Teresa, how long have you been doing this?
This is our 12th year of doing the Senior Expo here in Brevard County.
Now, you say that modestly, but a little bird tells me that for 12 years, you have been the founder of this particular event.
Yes, I am. I started it back in 2010, was our first year. I became the operations management consultant with DCF Adult Services. And somebody came to me and said, okay, June 15th is World Elder Abuse Day. What are you doing? So I did a little research. In the first year, I think we had six tents, and we were out in front of the library and the Palm Bay City Hall for our first event. And every year, it's gotten a little bigger. Last year with COVID, we had a little snag. So we just did a quick drive-up event, and we just handed out hurricane preparedness bags. And this year, we're trying to get our vendors back out with us, but we are out in the parking lot this year. Hopefully, we'll be back in the building next year, because we had about 70 vendors when we were in the building.
That's an impressive number. Now, before this interview is over, I'm going to try to convince you not to retire. And I know that's going to be a futile exercise. But nonetheless, if I recall the statistics correctly, 1 in 10 are perhaps elderly abused. And the number of unreported for every one is 24 or more.
That sounds about correct, yes. There is a large number of unreported senior elder abuse. We actually qualify someone as a vulnerable adult, anyone over the age of 18, who has any kind of infirmity or disability that affects their activity of daily living. So it covers anybody over the age of 18. We have a statewide hotline, which is 1-800-96-ABUSE, that you report either senior or child abuse, suspected abuse, to the hotline. They'll send an investigator out to see what's going on. And with seniors, our biggest thing is getting services to the person to stop the abuse. We're not prosecutorial. We work with law enforcement. We work with the state's attorney's office. But our job is to go out, stop it, help the family get services in place, and to move forward with them.
Teresa, I'm going to ask that question now. Can I talk you out of retiring?
No. I will be back to volunteer, though.
You know, I'm curious, though, over the course of 12 years, is there one thing that has happened or one consequence, a positive consequence, that's really touched your heart after doing this for 12 years?
Many. I originally came in as a child abuse investigator back in 1977 in my hometown of Miami, Florida. Moved up here in, right after Hurricane Andrew, and then got into adult services back in 2006. So through the years, I've worked with families where I was with them when their children needed assistance or were removed, and then they became adults, and working with them and getting their parents or their grandparents services. So it's been following some families through a couple generations, and just watching the family grow and be strengthened by what we were able to do and help them with.
If someone wants to reach out to contact you, how may they do about
it? You can call the Department of Children and Families. My work number is 321-288-6684.
Our special thanks to Teresa, and for Aging Matters. You did hear that I tried to make sure that we covered all the bases, and that's what we like to do here. I want to touch base on volunteers. Teresa, when I talked to her, I tried to talk her out of retiring. She wouldn't go along with that, but she said, you know what? I will come back and volunteer. So she's going to be active with us. But what about your volunteers?
So we have, we're especially our Meals on Wheels program, we're 100% supported by volunteers. So for example, we have a kitchen here on site in Brevard County, and we cook all the meals from scratch. But then we take, our county 72 miles long, so that's a really long service area. So then we take the food and we disperse it out into different pickup locations. At those pickup locations, we have an army of volunteers that come forward and to pick up those meals in hot packs and coolers, drive them around. Most of their routes are about 11 people, and then bring the coolers back. And then we come back and unload everything at our kitchen, which is in Rockledge. So we could not do that without volunteers. 98% of that happens volunteer-based. So if people are interested in volunteering for us, we have several different ways to volunteer. They can volunteer at the Sunflower House. They can volunteer for Meals on Wheels. I'm getting ready to put into initiative a program of a WISH program for our seniors. I had the opportunity to interview this lovely woman, and I asked her, I said, if anybody could do anything for you, what would it be? And she goes, I just want Chinese food. I would love to have some Chinese food. And so we're working on a way to be able to find somebody that might that day go pick up some Chinese food and take it to them, you know? So we have a lot of different ways to volunteer, and they can head over to our website and they can get all the information they need about volunteering. So our website is agingmatters.org. And there's a tab at the top that says volunteers, and they can go on there and they can get all the information they need on how to volunteer.
Amazing organization, amazing volunteers. We encourage everyone to go to the website right now, check it out, and become a volunteer, or you can become a donor. So I want to thank you very much for joining us on this episode of the Great American Senior Show. One important question.
Sure.
Can we come back and can we feature Sunflower House and go into a bit more detail?
Absolutely. Sunflower House is an amazing place. When I very first started working here, it was one of the first tours I had. When I walked in the front door, there was a group of people sitting together and healing. They were all caregivers. And so, you know, that we need these places of healing. You're going to meet Beth, who is the director of the Sunflower House. So it's going to be a great story, and I hope you enjoy it.
I'm looking forward to it. So again, Marty, thank you for being with us today. And as a famous movie line once said, I'll be back.
Great.
I know that we've got a great story to tell here. And we're looking forward to seeing more of what you're doing through Aging Matters. And in addition to coming back and talking about Sunflower House, I would like to leave the door open as I travel about the state. If there is a special topic,
absolutely,
a special person, in particular, a special person that we can chat with who has that library of knowledge and memories, and they don't mind saying, hey, it's okay to use this, I would love to come back and do that.
Absolutely. We would love to have you. We have Brevard County is full of very special seniors that have some amazing history, so we would love to have you.
Great. And as a gentle reminder for a series of upcoming programs, we're recording and processing some special reports right now on a topic that is sometimes a bit taboo in the senior circles, but not unknown, and that is sex and seniors. It's a topic that's been increasingly on everyone's mind, and we want to be able to share some insight, professional advice, and make sure that our seniors are not being taken advantage of, mm-hmm. because as we all know, with cognitive disorders, sometimes that's happening. So we want to do our part to bring it to the forefront to make sure that there is no abuse. So we're looking forward to having a good audience for that. So make sure that you mark our program and join us for that series. Remember, aging matters, right, folks?
That's right.
Absolutely. That's it for this edition of the Great American Senior Show. I'm Sam Yates.